And Endeavour Houston will require at least one more cycle on the dump, and so you have a go when the nozzle temperatures get to 250 to proceed.
Okay.
This is Mission Control Houston. Part of the test in dumping water overboard with a lower cabin pressure is to ensure that there's still enough air pressure to keep the nozzle from icing up. But since the water is dumped out slower, the nozzle does cool down, and the dumps have to be stopped periodically to turn on the heaters for the dump nozzle to heat it back up. Will be heated up to excess of 200 degrees before the dump begins again to ensure that water doesn't freeze around it. Again, this is part of a procedure that's being developed so that engineers can determine the best ways to dump water from the shuttle when it does have a lower cabin pressure of 10.2 pounds per square inch, as is the pressure aboard Endeavour at present. Once this test of dumping water overboard with the lower cabin pressure is complete, the the crew will then repressurize the shuttle's cabin back to the normal 14.7 pounds per square inch, the same air pressure equivalent to that found on Earth at sea level. Endeavour's been at a 10.2 pounds per square inch of air pressure in the cabin, pressure roughly equivalent to the air pressure on Earth at about 10,000 feet of altitude for the past 7 days or so as a part of the preparations for spacewalking. Now, that's the standard activity that's done prior to spacewalks in order to cut down the amount of preparation time required immediately prior to beginning a spacewalk as part of the protocol that members have to go, crew members or spacewalkers have to go through. In pre-breathing pure oxygen to avoid a malady that's commonly called the bends among scuba divers. With the cabin pressure having been lowered to 10.2 pounds per square inch and kept there for a couple of days, an astronaut who's about to perform a spacewalk only has to pre-breathe pure oxygen for about 40 minutes or so before going outside in order to prevent the bends. However, if cabin pressure is at the normal 14.7 pounds per square inch, the astronaut would have to pre-breathe pure oxygen for about 4 hours or so prior to beginning the spacewalk in order to purge nitrogen from their bloodstream and ensure against the malady, again, commonly called the bends by scuba divers. Again, this dump test will take place for another hour and a half or so before it's terminated. Then the crew will repressurize the shuttle's cabin back up to 14.7 pounds per square inch.
Endeavour Houston. Question for you. We saw a bit of an anomaly down here. We saw a spike in the DCVT for about 2 minutes. We wondered if you had noticed any problem with the WCS.
No problem. WCS is in use. But nothing else.
Okay, we copied, and we'll keep looking into it.
This is WA3NAN and the volunteer control operators of the Goddard Amateur Radio Club.